Our colleague Melissa Block is in the swing state of Florida. She watched last night's debate with a group of voters in Polk County, in the center of the state. Neither candidate has a lock on Polk County in this presidential election.
Our host, Kevin Puskar, has invited a small group of his friends and colleagues to watch the debate at his home in a new development in Auburndale.
Hi, how are you?
Polk County sits along the much-coveted I-4 corridor. I-4 cuts across the state, connecting Tampa with Daytona Beach. It's considered fertile swing voter ground. But as we talked with these voters before the debate started, it was clear their minds were pretty well made up, if not rock solid. John Watkins is a Republican, an electrical contractor. Our host, Kevin Puskar, is a Democrat. He works in the financial industry, in insurance and investments. Rochelle Jackman is a homemaker, not registered with either party. She voted for Al Gore and Bill Clinton, but also twice for Ronald Reagan. Republican John Watkins starts. He's a determined supporter of George Bush.
Security is a big issue for me, and I don't see him buckling to pressure to change his attitude, change his opinion, change his approaches. He's made it clear to me what he wants to do and how he wants to handle it. And I'm most pleased with Bush that he has stayed the course and not altered his philosophies or altered his approaches to how he's laid out his plans. And I can respect that.
Rochelle, what are your thoughts?
I agree that from what I've heard and read, he has stuck by what he agreed to in the beginning. He has stayed right with it. This is how it was. But even though it's come up to be the wrong information, he's never once said, look, I was advised wrong. Unfortunately, we've personally suffered some losses overseas with friends of my daughters. I feel sometimes we're not being told the whole story about things. But I'm registered as an independent. I'm just leaning at this point towards John Kerry.
Kevin, are there particular issues, as you're thinking about this election, particular issues that are most important to you, or anything based on what you've heard just now, any response to what you've heard?
One of the major concerns that I have is the same as everyone else so far that's in this room, and that's the war in Iraq. I don't agree with the way that we went into Iraq. I think that we were misled. I'm concerned about our domestic issues as well. Healthcare is through the roof. I sit across the table from people who cannot afford their prescription medications. So I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about the welfare of my children and my grandchildren when it comes to the economics that they're going to inherit from a $5 trillion deficit.
Well, I think it's time for the debate. Let's watch.
Let me start with the Pell Grants.
During the debate, Rochelle Jackman shakes her head over the president's claims that he increased veterans' health benefits and Pell Grants for college.
Both my daughters were told they didn't qualify for Pell Grants.
And a late arrival to our group, Republican Michael Barrett, wrinkles his brow skeptically anytime John Kerry makes a promise.
Can't pay for everybody's health care without raising taxes.
There is one moment in the debate that brings everybody together, when Kerry talks about how he and the president and moderator Bob Schieffer all married up.
Some would say maybe me more so than others.
After the debate, we asked Republican Michael Barrett if he thought his candidate, President Bush, had won.
I don't know. George Bush isn't a debater. He hasn't been in half the debates. They said John Kerry's been in over 60 debates this year. George Bush has been in 3. I mean, I don't think that George Bush, compared to someone like that, would win any debate necessarily. On substance, absolutely. On style, never.
I agree, Kerry's a much better communicator, absolutely, no doubt whatsoever. But we need a good communicator to run the country. We can't have somebody up there making decisions without thinking them through. Or if he's getting advice that is not sound, he needs to have the gumption and wherewithal to say, you know what, I'm going to check this out myself and not rely on what everybody tells me. That concerns me.
Rochelle Jackman, who was leaning toward John Kerry going in, says the debate has made her support stronger. We talked about one of the statements Kerry made, that this is the most divided America in recent memory. Our host, Kevin Puskar, agrees.
Never in my life, since I've been 18 and I've been voting and I'm now 50, have I ever been afraid to speak out loud my political mind. I have been in conferences and I had described some behavior of a predecessor just in general conversation, and through the line comes a voice I don't even recognize that says, well, that sounds like a Democrat. You know, I don't agree that as Americans we should not be able to speak our political minds without fear of retribution, without fear of backlash. This is the first time in my life that I've ever felt that way.
I don't talk about politics much anymore because people seem to be very divided and it's their way or no way. and they're not open to any change or anything new. I am not anti-Bush. I think he's done some good. I just think, in overall, I'm more comfortable with Kerry. And hopefully Kerry will adopt some of the good things Bush did. But I find that a lot of people are a little more rigid than that.
And you do find yourself avoiding these conversations?
Yeah. It's more peaceful that way in the neighborhood.
Before the debate began, a graphic on the TV screen showed a poll with the electorate evenly split, 48% for John Kerry, 48% for George Bush. And these voters agree that's just about where this country is right now, evenly and often bitterly divided. I'm Melissa Block in Polk County, Florida.
For all of NPR's debate analysis, along with full debate audio and a transcript, visit our website, npr.org.